Blog Talk Radio.
Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 423 shows and counting this evening. I want to welcome all of you aboard, all you new listeners. I hope you enjoy the show and keep spreading the word on these, how we can help the animals in need and distress. All you returning listeners, thank you so much for all of your support ongoing, and these shows have been so successful, and I can't thank everyone enough for all your support out there, from helping me to promote these shows on LinkedIn and Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and also all the amazing guests throughout. I mean, it's so wonderful and so inspiring to have this platform, all the former callers and the listeners. I mean, it takes teamwork to see any victories out there. So I just want to go over a couple more things as I'm going to get the guest on. But this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online, and that's www.ppjg.me. And you can follow my podcast on the right-hand column. Just press follow, put your email address in. Every time there's an upcoming podcast, it will alert you in your primary email, and also on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. And also you can put your email address, and it'll, every time there's a upcoming podcast, you will be alerted. It is awesome. I do have it, and I just to make sure it's working all the time. But please check it out, because it is, I mean, you will love it. And you keep even share it also, and let your friends and family know, because the more of us that come together, the faster the changes. We are strength in numbers, and that's from Mama Cat, and she's a big supporter of the show. But this podcast tonight, everyone, will be the last for 2023, and will be returning on Thursday, January 11th of 2024 with Vigil for Elephants team. So please come back and join us, because we're going to have a great lineup again. All these shows are so successful, and information is out there, the awareness, how you can take action. And let's all keep, you know, continue to be a strong team players, because we all want to see the victories and do the victory dance, okay? So I just want to give a shout-out to Gary Bowden of All About Animals Radio, all his support. He's a super team animal warrior brother, and so is Erica Salvamini. She's the host, and I was interviewed by them several weeks ago. And if you want to check it out, it's just a YouTube video on how you can take action in legislation for the animals and also be creator of a new law for them. So please spread the word out there. It is a great, it was a great interview, and I want to make an announcement. I was listening to Forum. I'll be back on her podcast January the 16th M Eastern on All About Animals Radio. She told me, she said that I always knock their socks off, and I said, well, and you forgot one, and their shoes. But anyway, my name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, and I'm on the air because I really do care. So I'm bringing back a guest. He is awesome. He is a fireball, everyone. I mean, he's out there working hard, helping the animals, and it's just so wonderful what he's doing. And he's returning this evening, and it's Wayne Pacelli, the president and founder at Animal Wellness Action, and also the president at Center for a Humane Economy. So I want to welcome him aboard. Wayne, how are you doing this evening? Welcome back. This is wonderful.
Debbie, it's always a joy to hear your voice. You're so authentic. You're so real. You're so passionate about animals. So it's really a joy for me to share the hour with you. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, you're so welcome. And you know what, Wayne, and thank you for that beautiful, inspiring compliment. And I'm right back at you. You know, I love having Animal Wellness Action on here, you and also Scott Beckstead. I mean, you're always welcome to this podcast. I'm looking forward to having you back on in 2024, okay? Because we're going to keep rocking the airways, and we're not going to give up, because the more exposure, the better. So we'll get started here. We'll have another great show this evening, everyone. We want to be discussing kangaroos are not shoes, horse slaughter, greyhound racing, Prop 12 and the EATS Act and the FIGHT Act. So, Wayne, you want to go ahead and whichever one you want to get started with, and we'll get the show rolling here. Go right ahead.
Well, you, Debbie, you mentioned in providing that roster of issues that you want to talk about tonight, kangaroos. And I'd love to start there, because last weekend we had 20 protests around the world at Adidas stores and outlets in Canada, the United States, Spain, Netherlands, Germany, India, Australia. And this is part,
wow,
Debbie, of, yes, it's
awesome.
Incredible. It's a global movement to say that kangaroos are not shoes. That's the name of our campaign. Kangaroos are not shoes. We have a microsite, kangaroosarenotshoes.org, where people can learn about this campaign. And the point of this campaign is to get the major athletic wear brands, so the athletic shoe company specifically, and it started 3 years ago, knowing that 2 million kangaroos are killed in nighttime shoots by commercial killers who go out into the outback and other parts of Australia, and they shoot whatever animals, whatever kangaroos they see, family members, you know, whether it's a lactating female or it's an adult male, they shoot them to the tune of really 1.5 million they shoot, and then another 500,000 joeys, who are the juveniles, are orphaned because their mothers have been killed. So 500,000 of them are lactating females, compounding the damage. And this is done to peel off the skins of these animals to then sell them in the international market to make athletic shoes, and specifically soccer cleats. So the uppers, which is the part of the shoe that, you know, climbs toward the ankle. That is made for many models of their shoes historically made of kangaroos. And this started in the 1960s, and then the great soccer legend Pele famously, you know, went to tie his shoe in a World Cup match, and it was a kangaroo-based shoe, and that became kind of a phenomenon. And tens of millions of kangaroos have been slaughtered in their native habitat. These are not so-called farmed animals. These are wild, free-roaming animals in their native habitat. The kangaroos have been on the Australian continent for more than 15 million years, far longer than Homo sapiens. I mean, way, way longer. They're beautifully adapted to that set of environments in Australia, much of which is quite arid. There's a lot of desert in Australia, and the animals, the many species of kangaroos and wallabies live in that environment, and they have, as I said, for millions and millions of years. So, Debbie, the good news is in the last year, the Center for a Humane Economy and its partners secured commitments from Nike, New Balance, and Puma, three of the five biggest global brands in the world, to stop sourcing kangaroo skin shoes. And Nike and Puma, Nike based, of course, in Portland, Oregon, the Portland, Oregon area, and then Puma based in Germany, they are officially ending their sourcing of kangaroo skins by the end of 2023. So when you do your next show on January 11th, Debbie, those two giant companies will no longer have kangaroos in their supply chain. And then New Balance, which is the one we most recently secured, they're going to stop sometime in 2024. We also got Diadora, which is a big soccer shoemaker, Italy, prior to that, to agree. So that's four of the five top brands in the world. The final one in terms of the global brands is Adidas, or as the Europeans say, Adidas. And that is also a company headquartered in Germany. And it is still committed to using kangaroo skins for their soccer cleats, soccer shoes, even though many models of their own soccer shoes are made with human fabrics, not with kangaroo skins. And now they see all of their competitors are completely shifting away. There is no need for this, Debbie. There is no need to kill kangaroos because we can make great soccer cleats and shoes without slaughtering these kangaroos and orphaning hundreds of thousands of joeys. So why don't I start there with that long discourse, Debbie, and just tell people that we've got to get Adidas to knock it off here.
That's right, and join them because, you know, animal cruelty is animal cruelty, everyone, front lines, and it's so cruel what they're doing. Let's get updated here. Let's take action. Let's do something and do your part because all of our voices do matter out there. You know, our actions really do matter. That's when we see changes. Changes don't happen on its own. We have to push harder and do our part. And the more of us, the better. Power in numbers, strength in numbers, right, Wayne? Because that's what it takes. Wayne, the website, you know, I'll have everybody go there. And the PPJ Gazette, there is a promo on there, everyone. And that was Marty Oakley's website. And for all you didn't know, she passed away April the 1st and really miss her a lot. And she was a great voice. She was my teacher. And that's where Voices Carry for Animals originated from. She's a grassroots, so may she rest in peace. But on there, on the PPJ Gazette, you'll see, the Animal Wellness Action. And there's going to be a link to the petitions there. And, you know, visit their Facebook page, on Twitter, everywhere, right? Anywhere you can think of. And do your part, how you can help out. Spread the word. Share in social media, you know, whatever it is. I go through your petitions every so often, Wayne, and sign them. You know, that means a lot, too. And what all you're doing out there. Because, you know, without all of us advocates, a big shout out to all of you, you know, these problems will be hundreds of times worse, maybe even 1,000 times worse. So the animals are relying on us to help them get better lives and futures. And I know Wayne loves them victories as much as I do the victory dance. Right, Wayne? We love those victories.
Yeah.
Happy dance.
Well, it's important for all of us who care about animals to feel like we're making progress, right? I mean, if we're just fighting without any yield to benefit animals, that would be a terribly frustrating circumstance. So having collective action, Debbie, like you're talking about and all that you promote with your great radio show, you know, it pulls us together so we can make a difference for animals, because we're stronger when we're together. We're stronger when we're rowing in the same direction. And when you're talking about these big global brands, I mean, what's a bigger brand in the world than Nike? I mean, it's an enormous brand.
Right.
And it was our collective pressure that caused Nike to change. I mean, it's been going on for decades. When did it turn around? When the Center for Humane Economy framed this campaign as Kangaroos Are Not Shoes, and then began engaging in a wide variety of strategies and tactics to turn this problem around. That's what happens. You have to apply pressure. You have to have strategy. And then the animals will be helped and they'll be protected. And when we succeed and when we win, then we feel stronger, and then we can take on the next fight. And that's why it's so important for us to continue to press the case for animals.
Oh, yeah, because once I see, you know, a victory, whether I was involved or not, it always makes me go and keep moving on and go to the next one and multitask, because that's important. And it doesn't take that much time to help out everyone, just to do your part. It can't get no easier than help making changes from the comfort of your home, your phone, your computer, your copier. I mean, there's no way. You can make calls to your legislators. That's so very important. Get connected. I have their number. I have it in my contacts, but I got it memorized because I call it so much. Area code 202-224-3121, and give your zip code during the week business hours, and it'll lead you to your state rep or your senator. And try to be polite and professional. After hours and weekends, you can leave voicemails, okay? And also, if you want to write a letter instead, you feel more comfortable, find your state legislator or representative and enter your zip code, and it will lead you right to them. And there's so many different angles, because they are the big dogs, aren't they, Wayne? They are the big dogs. So you have to connect with them, get them laws created, get them laws changed, updated, everything. And then the animals' lives will be changed, and their futures for the better. And guess what? They want to thank all of us, but they can't. But it will show in their, you know, when they're running around in freedom and comfort and being happy and free from fear, anxiety, you know, abuse, neglect. So everyone do your part, because all of us matter. We the people have power in numbers if there's enough of us. If not, then we are only spinning our wheels. So the more of us come together, the better it is. Right, right, Wayne? We have to do
No question. Yeah, well, there's just no pathway for us if we're all individually acting. Right? I mean, so much of this is about power, right? It's about big corporations that are harming animals because this is the way that they think they're going to get the most profits, or it's the way that things were done before, so they're going to persist. But when you have thousands or tens of thousands or even millions of people demanding change, that's the way things get better. And you think, you know, look at the gains that we've made in this movement. We got Ringling Brothers to stop using elephants in circuses. I know you're talking in January with a group that's advocating for elephants. You think about winning a ballot measure in Florida, your state. Don't you hang your hat there, Debbie, in Florida? Is that your home state?
Yep, in Florida, definitely, yes. Yep.
Right. So just a few years ago, we had the great win to ban greyhound racing. That was the number one greyhound racing state in the country, Florida. 69% to 31% of the Florida electorate voted to outlaw all greyhound racing. All this track shut down at the end of 2020. Now we're going to do a federal bill to try to finish that off. You think about,
yes, awesome.
You know, California banning all commercial sale of fur. You think about the United States Supreme Court ruling that Prop 12, the anti-confinement measure, was constitutional. These are incredible wins. In 20,
yes.
You know, just recently we banned all animal fighting all over the United States. We passed a federal amendment, Animal Wellness Action, led the effort to outlaw animal fighting on every inch of U.S. soil, including, you know, from Puerto Rico to Guam. These are incredible gains, and it should hearten every one of us to learn that our work, your passion, is turning around the lives of animals. We still have so much more to do, but it shows us when we get together, when we stick together, when we fight together, when we're strategic, we can change the world for animals, and that's our goal.
That's right. You could have said it any better there. You know, teamwork is the key, everyone, so... You know, do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part, because we need all of you. I mean, what? How would this world be if there was no animal advocates or animal activists? Or, you know, it would be terrible. I mean, or organizations like Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy. You would, if you look at that and say, I wonder if there was none. These animals, oh my goodness, they can't defend themselves. They cannot speak out for themselves. They are voiceless and innocent, and we have, just like children and elderly, if we don't fight for them, they don't stand a chance, and it only gets worse. So put that in your mind, everybody. Put, you know, take your anger into action. That's what I do. You know, I want to be, you know, all action, let's talk. You know, that's what I don't want to be, you know, all talk, no action. So winners never quit, everyone, and quitters never win. So put that in your mind and say, hey, I got to get involved here. If I never have, then I want to start. And you can contact me and I'll help you, because I've helped so many of them get, you know, Facebook pages together, leading them to their representative, helping to what to say. You know, anything that I can help out with, I will do for everybody, you know. So,
well, Debbie, yeah. You say, you know, people take action, and there's so many ways to do it. People say, well, how do I help animals? Well, number one, you can start by living your life in a way that's consistent with your values, right? We've got to think about what we eat, because 10 billion animals are raised for food in the United States every year, and then tens of billions are killed in their, you know, in their habitats in the oceans and in even in freshwater bodies as well. And, you know, it's because of our human consumption. And then when you think of, you know, soccer cleats with, you know, made of kangaroos, or you think of fur made of bobcats or coyotes or beavers. You think of, you know, cosmetics that might have been tested on animals, or drugs that are tested on animals. This, you know, the animal issues are all around us. So that means there are problems all around us, but it also means there are moral opportunities all around us. But it can't just be a solution on a personal basis. I mean, I think it's really important to live your life in a way that reflects your sensibilities. But we also have to change the way society operates. We have to have rules, because animals are so vulnerable. We have all the power in the relationship. And, you know, we're the lords of the animals in so many ways. And we can prove to be a merciful, you know, lord, or we can be a ruthless lord. And too often we have chosen the path of ruthlessness. And that's why we need laws to protect animals. You know, Debbie, we have the Fight Act that's introduced in Congress. And this is a law to strengthen, or this is a bill to strengthen our law against dog fighting and cockfighting. You know, the sad thing is, Debbie, even though we have a lot of laws, we don't have as effective an enforcement scheme as we need. You still have thousands of dog fighters. You have tens of thousands of cockfighters operating. And the Fight Act which is a bill introduced in both the U.S. House of Representatives, it's H.R. 2742, and then in the Senate, it's S-1529. This is a bill that will ban all online gambling because, you know, we're seeing so much gambling online digitally. And in the Philippines alone, last year there was $13 billion with a B wagered on cockfights in that Southeast Asian country. So this is something that we need to ban here in the United States. We also want to ban the cockfighters from shipping adult roosters through the U.S. mail. They put a living bird in a box, Debbie. They put a living rooster in a box, and they ship them from Texas to Guam, or they ship them from Arizona to Kentucky to die in a fight. And this should never be allowed, and the Fight Act will stop that. It will also allow the United States, if someone's using a barn as a dogfighting pit or a cockfighting pit, if that person is arrested, not only would they face jail time, prison time, or fines, but the United States could seize the property that's used in the commission of the crime. So your home could be taken, or your barn could be taken, or if you're transporting animals on your truck for fights, then that could be taken. That's powerful. That's going to send a message that these people need to stop this terrible activity. And then finally, Debbie, and I'm really excited about this provision, it allows for a private citizen to initiate a civil action in court against the dogfighter or cockfighter. So if we don't have our federal law enforcement agents cracking down on a known dogfighting or cockfighting operation, then you as a citizen can bring a civil action in court and call them out. It's an additional enforcement mechanism. So this is such an important bill, Debbie. It's got incredible bipartisan support in Congress, but we need to get it over the finish line. And I really urge your listeners to go to our website at animalwellnessaction.org. You know, go to Contact Congress, and we've got an alert for you where you can write to your lawmakers with just a few strokes of the keyboard and alert them that you as a constituent really want to see a crackdown on dogfighting and cockfighting. You want them to co-sponsor the Fight Act so we can rid our nation of these staged fights where animals are tortured just for human amusement as a spectator sport and for illegal gambling. That is never acceptable, but the law has to reflect it, and then we need to enforce that law. This bill seeks to enable better enforcement. All of those tools that I described are aimed at enforcing our laws even more aggressively.
Yes, it's important, everyone. And also, listeners out there, if you go, and I'm hooked up with it too, Wayne, is congress.gov, and I put the bill number in, let's say the SAFE Act, H.R. 3475, and it gives me an update. It's an awesome website. I'm on Get Alerts, and if there's any activity, any new co-sponsors on it, it will alert me, you know, any information or a meeting coming up, you know, to vote. And that's congress.gov, everyone. Check it out. Set up an account and get it, and then click the Get Alerts on whatever bill information you want on, and keep updated on them and follow up on them. And please call them and ask, you know, whatever bill it is, to have your representative co-sponsor on that bill or bills, you know, call them and several ones, because there's several in there there for 2023, and let's see a victory year of Wayne out there, you know. And I can't thank you and everyone at Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy for all you're doing. You're rocking the animals' world, and now you're rocking the airways for the animals. And appreciate you so much. You deserve the best.
Debbie, I appreciate. I thank you so much. And I know that you're active in writing. You're not just a great talk show host, but you also take action, you know, each day to help animals. And I don't know, I think you're Congressman, maybe Representative Bill Posey. It may not be him, but I just, you know, I was just in his office recently, and he's co-sponsored the Fight Act. He's co-sponsored the SAFE Act to stop horse slaughter. He's co-sponsored the Greyhound Protection Act to end greyhound racing in America. This is a conservative Republican. He's a Freedom Caucus member. It's because you know, he obviously loves animals, but he's had people calling him, his constituents, and he's responding to them. And in Florida also, Marco Rubio has co-sponsored the horse slaughter bill. We want him now to co-sponsor the Fight Act, but I'm so glad he's co-sponsored the anti-horse slaughter bill. You know, you can make a difference. Every one of us has more power than we realize. But you've got to be persistent. You've got to not take no for an answer. Just keep on.
Right.
Keep thinking of ways to influence these lawmakers and corporations like Adidas. Go to our website at Center for Humane Economy. We've got a tool that you can write to the CEO of Adidas and tell him to stop sourcing kangaroo skins to make athletic shoes. There's no reason for this. And it's the largest terrestrial mammalian slaughter in the world, up to 2 million kangaroos. Now, the number's dropping, Debbie. I think the number's dropped by about 700,000 since we started our campaign. Think of that.
That's
one
awesome.
Campaign
yes.
has dropped that number by 700,000. Now, we haven't solved it all, but we're in the fight, and we're showing progress, and we're not going to relent. We're going to keep on this campaign, but everyone can help. Why are we buying Adidas shoes when this company is not paying attention to our values? I mean, let's not buy their shirts. Let's not buy their shoes until they get straight when it comes to their values about animal cruelty and sustainability. This is not proper to kill these native species and their habitats in Australia. That's an iconic species in Australia. We all recognize the kangaroo. They're marsupials. They're the emblem of Australia. They're on the coat of arms. The logo is made, you know, in the image of a kangaroo for Qantas Airlines, the major Australian airline. They're trading on the remarkable looks and the, you know, the fascinating features of kangaroos. But then when we're not looking, they're going to nighttime shoots and slaughtering them and exporting their skins for athletic shoes that we can make with human-made fabrics. Just no need for it. But again, my point is,
that's right.
Don't just leave it up to me at Animal Wellness Action and Debbie Dahmer, you know, because she's a talk show host to make the case. We can all do something. We can all do our part. We all have different roles, but every role is important. Every voice matters.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, right there, because when there's millions of us in this America, everyone, so let your voice be heard. You are important. Every effort counts out there. You know, and when you mentioned the Greyhounds, there was teamwork there, Wayne, because I remember doing a couple shows back several years ago, and I can't take credit, but I was involved, okay? And it takes a human reaction to take action. And I did a happy dance on that one, because these Greyhounds, oh, my goodness, they shouldn't have to live that life. They're forced into it, you know. They don't, you know, they get abused and neglected, and it's not the life form. Let them live freely, you know, just like all the other animals. There was a Nosy the elephant. She got her own law. That took teamwork. You know, she got to a sanctuary. That's another victory that was happening here on this platform. You know, and getting your voice out there and say, hey, look at this. You know, this, I know I'm not spinning my wheels and bringing all these great guests on and very informative, and the callers and the listeners tuning in and spreading the word. You know, when you're signing a petition, let's say if you go to Animal Wellness Action, Undertake Action, or sign their petitions, you know, sign them and share them. Get it out there in social media, because once it gets in newsfeed, it can go viral, and, you know, maybe a couple won't sign it, but the next couple will. And or on social media like Twitter, you know, follow me on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, Pinterest. I mean, because I take care of a lot of advocacy, and I multitask. You know, I want to help out wherever I can. You know, plus this platform. So, you know, everyone, please do your part. Spread the word. Tell your, you know, spouse, boyfriends, girlfriends, sons, daughters, neighbors, coworkers, because a lot of them are not aware what's going on behind the scenes and how these animals are getting, you know, getting treated. I mean, it's, a lot of them, it's like the animal cruelty front lines, and something needs to be done, okay, or animal cruelty in the first degree. If an animal suffers and getting tortured or abused, hey, that's animal cruelty. No matter how you look at it, you can't sugarcoat it, you know, but the animal's in pain and suffering and unhappy. So please, let your voice be heard out there. Because, you know, all lives matter, including all the animals, right, Wayne? All of them.
They
sure
do. Well, they all
and that's
have
where
lives
we fight.
That matter to them.
That's right.
They all have lives that matter to them. They want to live as much as we want to live. You know, people say, well, you know, human beings are the only ones with this level of intelligence. Well, we don't give more rights to a person with 170 IQ than a person with 100 IQ. We don't say that, you know, just the people who are brain surgeons get rights and the person who's a factory worker doesn't get as many rights. No, we all have lives that matter. We live in a civil society where we have rules to, you know, operate. And one of those rules is that you don't murder somebody, you don't injure somebody, you don't harm somebody. Well, the animals
are
part of our communities as well. They are part of our communities. They make our communities richer and better. They make our lives better. It's precisely because we are so intelligent that we can figure out a way to lead our lives in a good way and prosper, but not victimize animals and not leave a trail of them in our wake. It's precisely because we are responsible. It's precisely because we're smart that we should be good to animals. You know, cruelty to animals has been forbidden in all the states since the 19th century. We've had norms and rules to say that cruelty to animals is wrong. And what we're asking at Animal Wellness Action, the Center for Humane Economy, is for us to logically apply anti-cruelty principles to all domesticated and all wild animals. If it's wrong to torture a dog, you know, who is kept as a family pet, it's also wrong to torture a pig. It's also wrong to torture a primate in a laboratory. We've got to do better in our relationship with animals. We know too
yes.
much in terms
yes.
of, yeah, we are creative. We can figure out a way to get everything done that we need to do as a society, but not harm these poor creatures who are vulnerable. And
yes.
It just frustrates me so much that we're tolerating abuse on a regular basis in our society. And, you know, I decided I'm not going to be a bystander. And I know that's why all the people listening to you, Debbie, on your show are not bystanders either. And that really, I really admire everyone who fights for the animals.
Me too. I give them a high five to all of you, a big mama bear hug to all of you, because we can't do it alone, okay? So whatever you're doing out there, you know, make them phone calls, sign those petitions, get the word out, and let's see some more victories come in for these animals. They all deserve better. And, you know, we're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals, so we got to make the best of it. So, and, you know, they become elderly too. Let them enjoy their lives, you know, whether area you want to hit, whether it's the elephants or the cats, the dogs, the horses. I mean, they all matter, and I try to do my part on each one of them. You know, this show's Voices Care for Animals and also Voices Care for Animal Support Group on Facebook. You know, run through petitions on there and awareness and call your legislators, call to action. So I do not, you know, this is not the only thing I do on this radio platform. I try to help out as much as I can. And it makes me feel good, Wayne. I know I'm taking some meaningful time in being a positive light in such a very dark world out there, everyone. We cannot say it's a pretty picture out there for the animals. So, you know, we can all do better. We can all fight better. In fact, I had this thing for 2024 that we are going to get stronger and take action more in 2024. How do you like that one? I was trying to rhyme it. Get stronger. That means a lot. Yep. And that's
you're like
what
a rapper,
matters.
Debbie. You're like you're a rap artist. I love it.
I said, I wonder if a song will come out like that or some make one. But we got a caller here. You want to take some calls there, Wayne?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, area code 702. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. You're live and on the air. You have any comments or questions for Wayne? Go right ahead.
Hello, Wayne and Debbie. It's Carolyn from Facebook.
Hey, Carolyn, my Facebook friend. This is awesome. I love your support.
I just chimed in just in time for your last show till 2024. And, yes, so I live within UNLV. So I'm safe from the shooting that happened last night, and I'm glad the horses are safe, as well as the people, though, of course. And yes, but the rodeo's in town, and I am anti-rodeo. Horses.
You and me both.
Yes.
There's
yeah.
another one. Yep. Definitely.
Yes, and they're here to the 16th, and then, so tomorrow's, actually, today was their first show, but it got canceled because the active shooter yesterday, and so hopefully they won't be back in town. I hope they'll cancel it for good nationwide.
Exactly. Take action. Nationwide. I've seen it was California, I believe. I got to read more into it, but they're looking into banning in the, I got the city banning the rodeos. So this is a plus. So I got to check
Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. And
yes.
Obviously,
oh, well,
Las Vegas is such a destination, and they get these events. And, you know, it's, again, this is why I mentioned before that we've got to live our lives in a way that's consistent with our values. And attending, you know, spectacles of animal exploitation is just not, you know, it's just not in the cards. We've got to make sure that we don't contribute to those sorts of things, but then we need policies to forbid these, you know, practices that cause such harm to animals. That's why we all have to be citizen advocates. You've got to know who your local lawmakers are, learn who your state lawmakers are, your federal lawmakers. It's easier than ever to communicate with them. They all have contact forms on their websites. You can go to their sites and tell them how you feel about animals. They're not just going to do it just because it's the right thing. They've got 1,000 things going on. There are lots of bills. They pay attention when constituents clamor for action. So you've got to create a clamor. Don't leave it up to somebody else. We all have to participate. So thank you for advocating for those animals who were used in the rodeo.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for speaking up as well.
Thank you.
He's doing great out there. He is. He's a real men, real women, and real children love animals, everyone. And when you see small children, or if you have small children, you know, teach them how to treat animals with dignity and respect. So some people don't have pets, but you have to teach them so that way they grow in their adulthood doing the same. And then they could be teachers for everyone else, you know, and this make this world a better place to live for them. And it's not going to take much, you know. So, and Harold, thank you for all your, you know, you do. You multitask, and we stay in, you know, communication. I hope one day we get to meet in person, you know. And
helps
you meet
you too.
And we, you know, being an advocate, you meet so many wonderful people out there helping and doing, you're on the same wavelength. You're out there helping each other. Teamwork. I believe in teamwork all the way, everyone. So, you know, don't ever give up and keep it up. And, you know, let's see the animals. Let's do the happy dance, everyone. And hey, Arlen, you can stay on there. We got a packed house tonight. And thank you for everybody for tuning in. This is wonderful. The last show and it's out there. But thank you all for out there promoting it. Area code 203. You're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Do you have any comments or questions for Wayne?
Hey, Deb. It's Barb. How are you?
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Barb. I told you I'd call in.
Yeah.
I wasn't done, but it was so good, and I'm so I'm glad I did. I needed this. So happy that this gentleman is doing what he's doing. It's unbelievable. It's just,
I know.
It gets me out of control. And now I heard her do something. They're going to do something with rodeos. How good is that? I can't even watch that. When they lasso them, they drag them. It's so sickening. But I won't get into that. But thank you. And I'm so glad. I did something with the horses the other night. It was posted. You guys posted it. And I went to donate. I couldn't donate. And another one today I saw on Facebook. Why don't they leave them alone?
With the horses? You're talking about the horses,
yes.
Right?
Yes. The
it's terrible.
Up, the BLM.
Yep.
Oh, the
disgusting.
Wild horses you're speaking of. Yes. Yes,
yes. Yes.
The wild horses.
Sure.
I mean, here we have a federal law, the Wild Horse
it.
And Free Roaming Burrow Act, that's supposed
yes,
to protect
the
these animals. And
our
own federal government, the Bureau of Land Management, is chasing
mm-hmm.
them with helicopters, rounding
yes.
them up, taking them from their homes, and then putting them in holding facilities if they survive the process of being rounded up, when there are only 80,000 of these
mm-hmm.
wild horses and burros throughout the entire West,
mm-hmm.
and they say they're
I
too
know.
Many, but we have 4.3 million livestock on those same lands.
Oh.
So how warped is that perspective? How
I don't
inverted
know. I don't
our thinking
know.
Is?
I just couldn't watch it. The helicopter was chasing him up a mountain. I mean, really? Falling down. You know, I mean, why do they want to take away everything from us that are beautiful, that were there before us? Why? What is the goal? What is their, I don't understand it. But all I know is I just want to thank you. I enjoyed listening to you about those poor little Joeys and kangaroos. It's just not right. You know, it's just not right, and we have to try. Like Debbie says, we try.
In order to see change, you got to take action. No questions asked.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you do nothing, nothing will change. Yep.
No, I just thought I'd ring in and thank you for your service. Really, you too, Deb. You're always on it. You know.
Hey, Barb. Thank you for calling in, and it's great
yeah.
hearing your voice and your support and everything.
Yeah.
You know, call in, listen more, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yes,
I will.
Do
I'll
that.
Try. I'll try. It
I hope I get to meet you in
bit.
Person one day, you know. That'd
yeah,
be awesome.
I know. I got
to
get down to Florida. Next time I go visit my child, which is not a good thing. I won't get into that. And we'll see. We'll do something.
Okay, that sounds good.
I appreciate it. All right, you
yes,
guys, have a wonderful Christmas if I don't speak to you.
And you
know.
Too. Merry Christmas and hope for a better
yes.
and safer New Year 2024, you know.
God willing.
I'll be still advocating.
Right.
It's my last show
yeah.
tonight, but I'll still be advocating
yeah,
out there on social
that.
Media. You know, so
yeah, well,
I'm not going to give
that.
You know, I can't give that up all the way.
No.
You know,
I'm
I need
still,
a break from
I'm
radio, but
here.
I want to keep hitting that social media very strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm like you, Debs. I feed everything under the sun. I got my strays. I got mice. I got possums. I don't care what it is. I do it. I feed them. I don't care. People get mad. Too bad. Too bad. If I catch a mouse, I let it go. Sorry. I'm crazy, Debs. Oh, goodbye. All right, you guys. Have a good day, Christmas and New Year's. And call me. Let
you
me
too.
Know what's up. Thanks,
okay.
Debs.
Keep
bye,
in touch,
guys.
Okay?
Good luck. Keep
hey,
up the kangaroo and Joey work. Bye.
Yep. Yeah, go to their website there, Barb, and share it, please.
I will.
Where it's sign on petitions.
I did share.
They got a bunch
yep.
of them. I got to go back because I, you know, every once in a while I go and see if there's any new ones, and I go ahead and take
yeah,
the time
yeah.
to sign them and share them.
Right.
That means a lot.
I sure
you know?
Do. You got
press
it.
That share. The like don't share, you know, serve no justice on the smile face or mad.
Sharing
or, you know.
Take, yeah, sharing is very
so.
Important. I put that on all my posts. Sharing
yep.
makes a difference. That's it.
That's
all right,
right.
You got another caller. All right, I'm the boss. You got another caller. All right, then.
That's my
go
mom, my boss, Barb.
yeah, right. I just want to hear what everybody has to say.
Okay, be safe, and I'll be in contact with you. Yes, okay, area code 719. You're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. You have any comments or questions for Wayne, please? Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, there is
Hi.
Mama Cat. That's
Hi,
my
Harlan name, and
Wayne.
Barb.
Hi, Mama Cat.
How are you doing, Mama Cat?
Yes, Mama I'm doing Cat. Okay. I have a cold.
Oh, well, it's
dark
cold
skin. They share too much.
Yeah, Colorado, mm-hmm. It's cold, isn't it? I mean, it's freezing. But Wayne, this is
it's
a former guest here. She
it
takes
was
care of her
nice
cat
today. It
was
65 degrees here today.
Oh, that's good. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was warm.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to discuss a couple different things with Wayne.
Go ahead.
First of all, the kangaroo thing just makes my blood boil. You know, 2 million kangaroos just slaughtered for people to get rich off of, which just is ridiculous. You know, if they put as much time into trying to come up with an alternative to skinning an animal's, you know, hide off of them and using that for our shoes. If they put as much time into, you know, this cloning thing you hear so much about, synthetic meat, synthetic, you know, they can clone a person's ear. They can clone skin. Why can't they clone kangaroo skin? Making it in a giant petri dish and sell that to Adidas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you raise a really good point that we are so capable when it comes to innovation, problem solving, right? The world's always changing. And we can figure out a way to make shoes without killing a living kangaroo living in his or her native habitat. So your point is a broad one. And it's why I say that really the definition of cruelty is the unnecessary harming of an animal. And
exactly.
That's what's going on here. It's unnecessary. It's not only harmful, but it's not needed. You know, if it's one thing, if it's a matter of survival, you're in the Arctic and you're on your own, you kill to feed yourself, that's one thing. You're doing things that we don't need to do. We have options that are superior, not just equivalent,
absolutely.
It's superior. These shoes, we added up all the goals scored in the World Cup in 2022, which is the big global event for the most elite players in soccer. And we counted up the goals scored by the players and we figured out what shoes they wore. 95% of them were wearing shoes that were not made from kangaroo skins. And almost all of them were using human fabrics. So it shows that if the best players in the world don't need this, nobody else does. And we can do better.
Absolutely.
Right.
I totally agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I wanted to ask you, Wayne, have you been involved with any of this, the bear bile farms in Asia, mostly China? Oh, my God.
Yes. Well, let me just
horrendous.
Tell you that it's one of Animal Wellness Action has a bill. And it's a House bill, but it'll also be a Senate bill introduced soon, called the Bear Poaching Elimination Act. Our North American bears, black bears, grizzly bears, polar bears, are at risk because the bear bile farms, fortunately, are shrinking in number. Vietnam is phasing them out. Laos is phasing them out. Other nations are phasing them out. And that means that for the people who use traditional Chinese medicine and want bear bile, they're going to have to get the bile from other sources, and they're killing wild bears. So it's a horror in China and other countries when they put these bears in pits and then extract the bile from their gallbladders, which is, you know, it's not like milk. It doesn't, you don't just, you know, squeeze an udder and it comes out. They put a catheter through their skin and stick the catheter into the gallbladder to take the bile out, but they kill bears in the United States just to take their gallbladders. to get the bile. So it's a global poaching enterprise to create these products that are palliatives. Or the Chinese Ministry of Health said that bear bile is a palliative treatment for COVID-19. So imagine if there was a COVID outbreak in China with 1.4 billion people and many got that, and then even a small percentage of them wanted bear bile as a treatment. I mean, this is devastating. So I want to ask you to go to our website at Animal Wellness Action, go to Contact Congress. You'll find the Bear Poaching Elimination Act. Please write your lawmakers to co-sponsor this legislation. We really need to build the support. We've got great authors. There's a Congressman Mike McCall. He's chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. He's the leader of this bill. He's a Texas Republican, and he's fighting for the bears. And then John Kennedy, a senator from Louisiana, he's leading the bill in the Senate. So we've got some great leaders, but they need our support if they're going to get the bills over the finish line.
Right.
That's right.
I'll definitely check that out and share that, because I just ran across the story about it, and I was just the full metal jackets, and they're saying that there's still over 20,000 bears that are in captivity in China being used for the same thing. Still.
It's a shocking number. The shocking
20,000. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
this is terrible.
Something about a loophole in the law in Vietnamese area that allowed the bear farms to keep the bears that they had. They just weren't allowed to go get any more, which I don't know how you would ever prove they didn't add any more to that. But
right. You know. Right.
I mean,
no,
it's like every time I turn around, there's something else, you know, worse than the next, and it's just ridiculous.
That's in
this
sick thing. It makes your blood
boil.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is a challenge that we face. There's so many problems, and what it does, it diffuses the energy in our movement, but we have to fight on all these fronts. We have to stop the bear bile trade. We've got to stop the skin trade for kangaroos, but we also have to attack factory farming and animal testing and cockfighting and dogfighting. So we've got such a big agenda, and one of the things that we try to do at Animal Wellness Action and the Center for Humane Economy is pick campaigns that are achievable and winnable, and then we just keep moving forward. We keep winning. So we're going to ban horse slaughter for human consumption. We're going to finally finish off the horse slaughter industry in the United States and the live export of horses. And then we're going to try to finish off the greyhound racing. It's been declining, and now we're at the point to finish it off. And then on animal fighting, we've got to, you know, root out this behavior. And then we've got to stop the trade in the bear bile, the kangaroo skin. So all these things that we do are strategic, and that's why we ask you, you know, we've really researched these issues. We have the know-how to get it done. But the way that we succeed is when people become members and supporters and they're active, and you enable us to execute, and then you help us execute by being part of the campaigns. That's really when we're firing on all pistons.
Yes, that means so much right there, because it's inspiring to have teamwork. And Wayne and Mama Cat, I'm down a minute and a half here. Wayne, I want to really thank you so much for coming back on air tonight, and looking forward to having you come back in 2024. Thank you. A big shout out to all your team members there at Animal Wellness Action, the Center for a Humane Economy. All you have a very Merry Christmas, and let's all work harder together in 2024 for these animals and see some more victories nonstop. And Mama Cat, I want to thank you for all your support you give me for all this ongoing years. And she's a former guest from Community Cats United, Wayne. She takes care of 100 cats, you know, make sure they're safe, colony cats, make sure they're warm.
Incredible.
Yes, and she's awesome. Thank you, Mama Cat. Looking forward to having you back on. Harolyn, thank you so much, awesome friend on Facebook. And also, Barb, stay in contact. I'll be, you know, like I said, I'll be advocating online But I'll just be off the radio until January the 11th. I'll be returning, everyone. Going on 10 years next June, a decade for Voices Caring for Animals. Isn't that awesome? I love it. And
yeah.
But I want to thank you, all you former guests and listeners and callers and all the ones that helped me promote the show. We'll all wish you a Merry Christmas or whatever you're celebrating out there, and a happy and a better, safer health in your new year, 2024. Because when we work together, we see results and strength in numbers. Right, Mama Cat? So hope you join us on January the 11th. At 7 o'clock, 2024, Mama Cat, go right ahead. Paul in hand, go right ahead.
United we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everybody, and stay safe through the holidays.
Yes, good night, and good night, Wayne. And looking forward to having you on again.
Good night,
good night Wayne.
God bless
you all.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Wayne. You rock.
Good night,
Kevin. Good night, Mama Cat. My mom's here. My boo.